The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Real businesses rely on Spectrum Business for the fastest, most reliable internet, starting at $40 a month when bundled and backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get internet speeds to fit your business needs, starting at 500 megabits per second. Bundle with TV, phone, and mobile for more savings. Level up your speed for a 3-year price guarantee. Find a bundle that is made for your business at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Earlier in the week, we spoke to David Mungie in Kildare about his idea to repatriate part of the remains of St. Bridget back to her native county. The relic of her is currently in St. John the Baptist Church in Portugal, where it's been for hundreds of years. So what do the people there think about this idea? Mario Miguel Rosa is one of those parishioners. Mario, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you also.
Now, the relic of St. Bridget has been in your church. What traditions have you developed around it?
Now, it's been with us for 750 years. The relic has been with us since the 13th century.
Mm.
There has been quite a significant tradition from the medieval times to the last century, early 30s, because there was a fire in 1932 in our church. And that has altered the festivities on in honor of St. Bridget for a couple of years. But we still have a dedicated mass in honor of St. Bridget every 1st of February. And the following weekend, we usually have a cultural event with the Irish ambassador and traditional folk songs or any other kind of event every year. But in fact, we cherish very much the relic of St. Bridget. And well, it's not as common as it was in the past to have the daughter named after St. Bridget, because parents used to think that it would give protection to our doctors, but we do have a special care for our relics of St. Bridget.
Yeah. I understand farmers used to bring their cows to see the relic.
Yes, indeed, up to the early 30s, after the fire, and because our church is on the limit of the inner Lisbon. So we don't have farms nearby anymore, but there are photos of a huge festivity with cows and dairy in the vicinity of the church and around the church. And it was a kind of a pilgrimage with dairy that we used to have, but that has ended 8 years ago.
Yeah. Do you get many many visitors from Ireland to see the relic?
Yes, most of them are on their way to Fatima, but the airport, the Lisbon airport, is within 5 minutes by car to our church. So it's quite common to have Irish Catholics that visit our church, and our priests, whenever possible, gives a mass to the Irish visiting people. Yeah, it happens once or twice a month.
Yeah. Do you think that most members of your community know that St. Bridget is an Irish saint?
Oh, yes, indeed. We have a dedicated chapel. It's on the left side of the central nave, And on these days, the Father John takes the reliquary from its place and puts in the central nave for everyone to appreciate. And now, due to the pandemics, it's not as common as it was to kiss the reliquary, but our parishioners do that quite frequently.
Yeah. Now, as you know, some people here in Ireland, we were talking to a man earlier in the week who thinks that maybe a part of the relic should come back to County Kildare in Ireland, where she's from originally. How do people feel about that idea?
Well, we understand that, and you probably know that we have St. Anthony, which was born in Lisbon and grew and studied in Lisbon, and it's one of our patron saints, and is buried in Padua, and the relics are there. So we really understand the position of the Irish in wanting to have the reliquary, the relics in their country, in the place where St. Bridget died. But actually, we feel that there is a worldly importance of the saint, and we do cherish very much the relic that we have with us. And we think that in the same way that in Italy they venerate very much the Saint Anthony, we understand that in each country people usually try to express their feelings and their gratitude for the blessings that they have from the saints. I truly understand your feeling, but we do have a very special care for Saint Bridget. Mm. The relic in itself is rather small. It's the base of the skull. It's the occipital part of the occipital bone. So it's not that much that can be split into half, or if you understand what I mean.
Yes, yeah. And I suppose if they try to cut it in half, there is a danger it might shatter.
Oh, yes, it would. But that is something that I but it would somehow lose part of the feeling of belonging and having the relic among us. It's not the skull itself; it's just already a part of the skull. So it's
And obviously, it would be a huge loss within your community. Yeah. Mario Miguel Rosa is a parishioner at St. John the Baptist Church in Lumiere. Mario, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Moncrief. Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Uh-oh. The last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.